that sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're real country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDF.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway, it kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Arkansas spent the night continuing to search for the convicted killer who escaped from prison last week.
Authorities believe Grant Hardin could be hiding in the woods near the prison, but heavy rain and rugged terrain are slowing the search. Hardin, once the police chief of Gateway, Arkansas, was serving decades in prison for two violent crimes, a man's execution-style murder in 2017 and the rape of a teacher inside a school in 1997, which became the focus of a documentary entitled Devil in the Ozarks.
ABC's Lana Moise, SpaceX's latest test flight successful in blasting the 400-foot Starship into the sky over Texas. But once in orbit, the rocket failed to deploy its test payload, and then the fuel tank started leaking, and then it spun out of control and broke up on re-entering the atmosphere. COVID shots no longer will be recommended for healthy children and pregnant women. That on direction from Health Secretary Robert Kennedy. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets, June up 30 to 1964, July up 53 to 2018, August up 32 to 1983, September up 21 at 1959. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up 1.25 to 186.5, 40-pound blocks up 5 to 192, 6 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 10 to 252, 7 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.75 to 127, 1 trade. Dry whey up 1.25 to 55.5, 5 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly lower. The market's concerned that processing is expected to be dramatically lower than in recent weeks as packers continue to try to find ways to build up supply around them and avoid driving the cash cattle markets any higher. Hog markets mostly higher on some technical buying. Also, pork cutout values were up 291. That supported the market. June live cattle down 67 cents to 215.12. August feeder cattle down 222 to 298.15. June hogs up 80 cents to 99.10. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly lower on the day as crop progress should advance nicely with the warmer weather expected next week, while soybeans were mostly higher as some of the products were higher, that helping to support the markets, and soybean planting may be slowed at least in the near term with the rains and cooler weather. Wheat markets mostly lower as strength in the dollar firms, and there was other fresh news to support prices. New crop corn down 4.25 to 446.5. New crop beans up 0.25 to 10.50¾. July wheat down 14 to 528.5. Minneapolis wheat July down 9¾ to 596¾. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Tuesday: Elsevia Durand cash corn 407, June 410, July 413, new crop 387. Cash beans 978, June 983, July 988, new crop 961. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn 426¼, June and July 420¼, new crop 395.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 430, June 431, August 419, new crop 397. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 409, July 409, new crop 396. Cash beans 992, June 992, new crop 975. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 415, new crop 396. Cash beans at 977, new crop 966. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 432, June 433, July 434, new crop 407, cash beans 1024, June 1028, July 1029, new crop at 992. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 403, June 407, new crop 392, cash beans 993, June 993, new crop 978. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 209 to 232, Holstein fed cattle 188 to 206, market cows 124 to 149, bulls 145 to 194, calves 600 to 1520, feeder cattle, beef steers 212 to 560, Holstein steers 190 to 495. Sheep markets, light lambs 267 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 135 and down, rams 90 and down, and goat markets does 420 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers, even a thunderstorm possible today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Wind will be northeast at around 5. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, and it will be warmer with a high in the mid-70s. Does your bathroom need a remodel? Get what you've always dreamed of for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
But I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. When you said time was all you really needed, I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. What you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. So I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you smile.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with The Final Bell, weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
We have come to the place in our love where our faith must be stronger than fear. For if true love is our destination, through every storm it must always be clear. The surest way to get there from to walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble in stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in. Never lies. It is by such grace we are bound to arise. If we walk on faith, trust in love, just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble in stride.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mike Reed, Walk on Faith here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin. Temperatures in the low 50s do have some areas of rain this morning. Looks like we're going to see some more rain this afternoon. And we'll have details with our ag weather forecast. It's also going to warm up. Also, next hour in our Newsmaker segment, we're going to be talking with some folks from UtterTech, as UtterTech's going to be doing a promotion in June to help out our area food pantries with dairy products. And we're going to find out more about that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Precision technology legislation has been reintroduced into the Congress. We'll talk about it coming up.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer, a member of the Senate Ag Committee, reintroduced her precision agriculture package. The package contains three pieces of legislation that would help America's producers harness the full potential of precision agriculture. Fischer hopes the bills will get introduced in the next farm bill.
You know, well, first of all, we've got to get a farm bill passed, and I have a number of bills that I want to be included in that dealing with precision agriculture, because that's so important. We have the Precise Act, the PAL Act, which is going to help really younger farmers, smaller farmers, be able to have loan programs through USDA to access the technology with precision agriculture. Last Acre Act, that's going to require USDA to be able to get the resources out. So it's not just your residents that's going to have broadband availability, but all the land you have as well, so you can use that new technology.
She's hopeful her legislation would be part of the reconciliation process.
So as we're looking at reconciliation, some of those things may have an opportunity to get in reconciliation here in the Senate. Obviously, we have to deal with the birdbath here in the Senate. There's more requirements on what we can include in reconciliation. But in visiting with Senator Bozeman and my Republican colleagues, we may try to get some of those issues that are in the farm bill also into reconciliation to get it done earlier. We're very focused on it, on what needs to be funded, what we're looking at, possible changes to funding. President Trump has a mandate, and all of us hear from our constituents on programs that are good and programs that maybe aren't what they used to be because of changes being made. I want to be able to designate priorities that we can fund through reconciliation and make sure we have those priorities that work for our ag producers taken care of.
More consistent broadband access would mean more profitability in rural America.
It's extremely important. And when we can have that deployment of broadband across rural America, we're going to see profitability increase because our farmers and ranchers are going to be able to use new technology, make wise decisions, continue to be great stewards of their land and their water, care for their livestock, and be able to tap into that precision ag technology that's available to help them do that.
Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers, even a thunderstorm possible today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Wind will be northeast at around 5. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, and it will be warmer with a high in the mid-70s. Does your bathroom need a remodel? Get what you've always dreamed of for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. But I've seen the stuff they put inside. Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Roger Staubach in my backyard had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Bear faucet hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. Took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. Space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Now I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. In the world that I grew up in, skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. 1970-something.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mark Wills, 19-something here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low 50s across the region. Still have some areas of rain as well. We'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Agriculture Secretary Rollins has announced USDA will purchase up to $67 million in fresh seafood, fruits, and vegetables from domestic producers. That will be distributed to food banks and nutrition assistance programs across the country. The purchases are being made through Section 32 of the Agriculture Act of 1935 and will assist producers and communities in need. So far, the fiscal year to date, USDA has provided more than $600 million in purchases, which should benefit the Charitable Feeding Network. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires, Titan wheels, and the innovators of low sidewall technology. It's been just over a week since highly pathogenic avian influenza, or bird flu, was detected on a chicken farm in Brazil. Since then, several of that country's large trading partners have issued restrictions, and American growers might be poised to benefit. I'll be back with more after this.
Don't let your farm tires limit performance in the field. Ditch the duels. Super Single Goodyear Farm Tires featuring Titan LSW technology help growers unlock greater performance. Featuring a larger rim and smaller sidewall, LSW technology minimizes soil compaction and creates a smoother ride in and out of the field. Discover what farmers across the country already know. LSW tire technology promotes greater efficiency on your farm, offering performance gains that practice
practically pay for themselves. Still not convinced? Our nationwide network of ag specialists have your back, providing air pressure recommendations and farm-specific advice to maximize performance and get the most out of your tire investment. Titan has you covered with a full lineup of tires to fit every application on your farm. Be sure to visit the Titan website and use our chat feature to talk with a tire expert. Visit titan-intl.com today.
The confirmation of highly pathogenic avian influenza on a commercial farm in Brazil's southern state of Rio Grande do Sul has triggered swift global reaction. Several key poultry buyers have imposed restrictions on exports from that country, and China has gone a step further, suspending imports of raw poultry from all of Brazil, a country that supplied over a third of the world's poultry exports last year. The timing could be significant here for U.S. poultry producers. According to Greg Tyler, president of the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council, quote, "We stand a good opportunity to regain some market share." He told Meeting Place that buyers in China are already exploring other suppliers and U.S. exporters are on their radar. But there's a catch. Tyler points out that non-tariff trade barriers remain a major hurdle. Under a 2020 regionalization agreement, China was supposed to lift poultry bans state by state 90 days after a virus is cleared. Now, that hasn't happened. Today, 42 U.S. states remain banned from shipping raw poultry to China, including major producers like Georgia, Alabama, and Texas. Still, any opening in Brazil's global market presence could offer short-term gains. Last year, China imported $490 million worth of U.S. poultry, mostly chicken feet, but that's less than half of the 1.1 billion peak imports reached in 2022. Brazil has asked Beijing to apply a more targeted regional approach to bans, but so far, China has maintained its nationwide halt on Brazilian raw poultry. For U.S. producers, this creates a window. Markets like Japan, the EU, and the Middle East, concerned with product reliability and disease control, may turn to American poultry to fill shortfalls. And with summer demand ramping up at home, stronger export interest could help support broiler prices here in the U.S. I'll be back with more after this.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Agriculture officials in Brazil are working to contain the HPAI outbreak that has disrupted trade with buyers around the world. But in the meantime, American poultry producers have a rare opportunity to expand their market share, especially if diplomatic efforts can clear the way. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires and the innovators of low sidewall technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
just an old jukebox junkie, spending my money, feeding this habit with hardcore country. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I can't stand it here. Music stop. I keep dropping my quarters in the slot. I play every song from A to Z. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. Some are dancing fools. Some are hooked on booze. Some get their fix on an old bar stool. A handful of quarters is all I need. It don't take much to satisfy me. Oh, I'm just an old jukebox junkie, spending my time, spending my money, beating this habit with hardcore country. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I can't stand it here. Music stop. I keep dropping my quarters in the slot. I play every song from A to Z. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. Spending my time, spending my money, feeding this habit with hardcore country. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I can't stand it here. The music stop. I keep dropping my quarters in the slot. I play every song from A to Z. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. Spending my time, spending my money, feeding this habit with hardcore.
Locally, listen locally. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
When I was a young girl, my daddy told me a lesson he learned. It was a long time ago. You want to have someone to hold on to, you're gonna have to learn to let go. You got to sing,
sing
like you don't need the money.
Love
like you'll never get hurt. You got to dance,
dance
like nobody's watching. It's gotta come from the heart if you want. You don't need the money,
love,
like you'll never get hurt. You got to dance, 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 like nobody's watching. It's gotta come from the heart, you want it to work.
You got to sing
sometimes, like you don't need the sometimes, like you'll never get hurt. You got to dance, dance,
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Last Friday, the Wisconsin Farmers Union gathered in Osseo to spotlight Senate Bill 148, better known as the Right to Repair Bill, legislation that would give farmers and independent mechanics the legal right to repair equipment. Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden says it's important to work together so the bill passes.
Well, certainly, you know, the division within politics nowadays is going to make it a little bit harder, but agriculture for generations has always been really bipartisan, and this is another one of those instances where we should get rid of the political divide and really work together and make sure that this happens and get it to a point where everybody's going to be happy about it, but also it's going to benefit the whole state and the whole economy.
Under the bill, manufacturers would be required to provide access to repair documentation, diagnostic data, software, firmware, parts, and tools, all at a fair price and on fair terms. Wisconsin had 3.6 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending May 25th, according to USDA. Topsoil moisture was reported at 79% adequate and 11% surplus. Corn planted reached 85% complete, corn emergence at 52% complete, and corn condition was rated at 62% good to excellent. Soybeans were 80% planted. Soybeans were 42% emerged. Meanwhile, oat planting 98% complete. Overall, oat condition was rated at 84% good to excellent. Potato planting at 88% complete. First cutting of alfalfa hay was 20% complete. All hay condition was rated at 79% good to excellent. And winter wheat fields were 15% headed. Winter wheat condition was rated at 68% good to excellent, up 2 percentage points from the prior week. Agriculture Secretary Rollins has announced that Andrew C. Iverson will serve as Wisconsin State Director for Rural Development. Iverson most recently served as Executive Director for the Republican Party of Wisconsin and previously held positions with the Republican National Committee, Senator Ron Johnson, Representative Brian Stile, and others. USDA's cattle on feed report showed on feed numbers, placements, and marketings all were down 2 to 3% this month. U.S. cattle and calves on feed for the processing market for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 11.4 million head as of May 1st. April placements in feedlots totaled 1.161 million head, 3% below 2024. Net placements were 1.56 million head. April's fed cattle marketings totaled 1.83 million head, 3% below 2024. Other disappearances totaled 50,000 head in April, 11% below 2024. USDA also released the cold storage report on Friday, which showed total red meat supplies in freezers up 5% from the previous month, but down 6% from last year. Total pounds of beef in freezers were down 2% from the previous month and down 2% from last year. Frozen pork supplies were up 11% from the prior month. U.S. commercial beekeepers discovered their colonies of honeybees in near or total collapse earlier this year. There wasn't a clear explanation for what the industry is calling the worst bee die-off in U.S. history, and over half of the nation's managed honeybee colonies appeared to have experienced a mass die-off. The losses, combined with honeybee die-off events at other times of the year, mean many beekeepers have seen 70 to even 100% of their colonies collapse over the last 12 months. Those numbers come from a recent report by Project APIS-M, a honeybee research organization. The losses are severe, broad, and may impact food security through inadequate pollination services, the report said. Financial losses to the apiary industry are estimated to be well over $139 million. The Trump administration has recently appointed Kurt Blumgren as the new state executive director for USDA Farm Service Agency in Minnesota. Blumgren joined Minnesota's FSA team on May 5th. He's a fourth-generation family farmer from Butterfield, Minnesota, and currently operates a crop and livestock farm with his son, Vance, and family. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
and helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by Debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers, even a thunderstorm possible today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Wind will be northeast at around 5. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, and it will be warmer with a high in the mid-70s. Does your bathroom need a remodel? Get what you've always dreamed of for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Stacked against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. To the clerk, the pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Lucky today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Lovett's right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Oh, the love, the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. Hey, Dwight. Hey, Lyle. Boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight. Feel lucky today. Woo!
told you I'd leave a light on in case you ever wanted to come back home. You smiled and said you appreciate the gesture. I took your every word to heart, 'cause I can't stand us being apart. And just to show how much I really miss you, every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light in the house is on. If I should ever start forgetting, I'll turn the lights off one by one, so you can see that I agree it's over. But until then, I want you to know, if you look south, you'll see a glow. That's me waiting at home each night to hold you.